I'm the dopest of the dopest, hater, I know you know this. My style's still the freshest and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3&D, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back. Welcome to episode 16 of the 3&D Signs in Sports Podcast. Guys, okay, let me explain first. Let me just let you guys know, it has been a rough week. I just tested positive for COVID for the first time. I'm okay. I'm able to record. Obviously, I'm able to jump on here and do what I do. Do feel a little under the dumps, but I'm going to try to get over that, get past that, and be awesome. You know what I mean? Because it's week 16. Guys, we are rolling. We're in the playoffs. We are coming up to championship weekend. Hey, if you're not excited by this point and you're in the playoffs, then you might be dead. You know what I'm saying? But hey, shout out. Everybody, thank you for tuning in and listening. As you guys know, this is the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Patreon. This show is brought to you and sponsored by Catering with Grace and Future American Leaders of Texas. Also brought to you and sponsored by Mia Made It. You can follow Mia Made It, Future American Leaders of Texas, and Catering with Grace all on Facebook. Just look up each of those and you can find them. Shout out to our sponsors. Guys, join the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League Discord server. And if you want to leave a donation to the podcast, the platform's official Cash App is Real Deal 0423. That's REALDEAL 0423. To have your comment read on the show, or just to ask us any questions or give us any advice, you can email us directly at signsandsportspodcast@gmail.com. Or you can tag us and ask your questions on Facebook at Design Individually Gifted, 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Facebook group page, and 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League group page as well on Facebook. You can also find us on Patreon at 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, on Getter, Signs and Sports Podcast, Truth Social at Design I Gifted and at Signs and Sports Podcast, on Parler at Signs and Sports Podcast, and on Twitter at True_DIG and Signs and Sports. So what do you guys say we get into this? We start talking about everything that's about to go down. Guys, we will have a song for you. The song we will be playing at the end of this episode is Light It Up Freestyle by Tone G. Light It Up Freestyle, produced by Chach with the Heat, mastered, mixed, engineered by Ry Low. Guys, stick around. It's a good little track. It's only 2 minutes, a minute and 50 seconds. If you want to stick around and check it out, feel free. If you don't, if you only want to hear your segment and what's going down, then that's cool too. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, let's get into what we really want to talk about. Let's talk about the playoff bracket from week one of the playoffs. We'll talk about how that shook out. And then at the end of it, we will talk about the playoff brackets right now. And we will go back and look at the matchups as well. Or do y'all want to look at the matchups first? Let's talk about week one winner's bracket. And then we will talk about the consolation ladder. And we will discuss who won, who went forward, blah, blah, blah. As you guys know, number one seed was Team Quater Tots, 10-5 with the bye. The number two seed was Cup Yours 2.0, 10-5 with the second bye. And the two wild card weekend matchups were number five seed Strange Animals, 8-7, going up against Design Gifted, number four seed, 9-6. And the second wild card weekend matchup, you had King Henry the Fifth TD, the number six seed at 8-7. And you had the number three seed Watson Wax Off, 10-5. In the consolation bracket, you had team number 10, seed number 10, Team Bro Dog, RIP guys, 4-11. Going up against the 9 seed Team Airing It Out, 4-11 as well. And then you had the number 8 seed Penalty Boys, 5-10. Going up against the number 7 seed Team No Fines Please, 7-8. We will talk about what we're going to do, guys, is we're going to talk about next is the matchups. We're going to talk about the matchups, that way we don't spoil what happened. Oh no. I just realized I'm doing that. Oh no, guys. Okay. Okay. Little change of plans this episode. Not intentionally, not what I wanted to do, not what I was planning on or intending, but we are going to run the league coverage in segment one. That is currently what I started covering, and I didn't even realize it until we had already ran through the entire, you know, playoff bracket, and I opened up the matchup, and I was like, wait, strange animals, design gifted, that's not, okay, quick fix, easy fix, not a big deal. We're going to run the league segment first, and what we're going to do after the league segment is we're going to pick up in the second segment with the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number one. And then in the final segment, we'll cover 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number two. And then, of course, at the end, we will play Light It Up by Tone G, produced by Chach with the Heat. My bad, guys. My bad. You know, that wasn't supposed to happen. But hey, we're 50. This is episode 51, guys. Guys, I remember talking back at the very beginning, getting to the 10th episode and being like, yo, we're at 10 episodes, you know what I mean? And then from 10 to 20, we're like, yo, we're getting to 20 episodes, you know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, I lost track of getting to the 30th episode, getting to the 40th episode, because there's so much work to do, I couldn't really stop and take a look at it. But guys, I just realized we were at 50 episodes. Like, that may not be a lot, but 50 more episodes of what we just did, and we're at 100, you know? And, hey, little things, small victories, small steps, but in the big picture, in the grand scheme of things, are we really, you know what I'm saying? Are we really figuring something out or doing something or making something work or making something happen? At the end of the day, it's all for the community. So it comes back to the community. We reinvest in the community. Anyways, I kind of got off track there, but you know, sometimes I just take a little bit of pride in the work that we put in here at the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. This thing doesn't go without saying that it takes a lot of work. So shout out to the 3&D of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. Shout out to the Commissioner's Court of the 3DFFL. Shout out to the production team, the people that helped me edit. Shout out to everybody that has a hand in it. Shout out to True for all the music that they keep pushing out and presenting us to air on the podcast for you guys to listen to. Shout out to everybody that has been a guest on the platform. You know what I mean? It is round one of the playoffs, guys. We're going to talk about it. I'm sorry. I just, you know, sometimes I just go off. I just go on my tangents. But anyways, matchup number one of the league. We talked about the playoff bracket. We talked about the winner's bracket, the consolation bracket. Now we're going to talk about the playoff matchups from week one of the playoffs. This is wild card weekend. Keep in mind, do you guys want to hear? Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to do the number one seed first. Then we'll do the number two seed. Then we'll do the two wild card weekend matchups. And then we will do the consolation ladder. Okay. Number one seed in the league, Team Quater Tots put up 120 points. Kirk Cousins with 24. Josh Jacobs with 7. Stephon Diggs with 4.6. Terry McLaurin with 17.7. Mark Andrews with 7. James Conner with 25. Her defensive player with 12 points. Philadelphia's defense with 8, Ryan Succop with 15. That was Team Quater Tots with the bye week, 120 points. The number 2 seed, Cup Yours 2.0 with the 105 points, had Pat Mahomes 23, Austin Eckler 23.9, Juju Smith-Schuster 5.7, Donovan Peoples-Jones 1.2, Dallas Goedert 9.7, Tua Tagovailoa 10, Rashad Evans with 6, Baltimore's defense with 7, and Brett Maher with 18. That was the number 1 and number 2 seeds with their first round buys, not having to play anybody in the first round. Next matchups that we are going to talk about, we're going to talk about King Henry the 5th TD versus Watson Wax Off, and a big upset happening here. King Henry the 5th TD taking the win 111 to Watson Wax Off 84.8. I just want to say, and I just want to put it on the podcast platform because We have to commemorate the ultimate choke job by Wax On, Wax Off. Anybody hearing this that has participated in the league, and I'm sorry I didn't keep you guys more in tune with the trades that were happening, but you have heard about the trades. You have heard about multiple trades that have happened. Not necessarily beneficial to one team over the other, but Wax On, Wax Off, by the end of the regular season, had managed to trade away mainly his entire starting roster for Joe Burrow, DK Metcalf, and Tyreek Hill, maybe. So basically counting on those three people to go battery mode for him. Well, we're going to talk about it. 84 points, 85 points in the first round of the playoffs. JT, Wax On, Wax Off. I'm sorry, bro, but you did it again. JT has a history of having a great regular season, coming to the postseason, and just first round every time. Kind of like the Dallas Cowboys over there. King Henry the 5th TD had Malik Willis with 10 points, Derrick Henry with 18, Davante Adams with 3, Mike Williams with 11, George Kittle with 30, Trevor Lawrence with 18, his defensive player with 10, Washington's defense with 1, and Justin Tucker with 8. Wax On, Wax Off had Joe Burrow with 23, Miles Sanders with 6, Tyreek Hill with 14, DK Metcalf with 15, Gerald Everett with 0, Deshaun Watson with 12, Roquan Smith with 15, Denver's defense with negative 4, and Evan McPherson with 3. So that was King Henry the 5th TD, 111 points, beating and upsetting Wax On, Wax Off, 85 points. The final matchup of Wildcard Weekend, the second and final matchup, was Game of the Week for the playoffs for the Wildcard Weekend. We had the upset of King Henry the 5th TD taking down Wax On, Wax Off. And here we just had a classic brawl, a classic head-to-head. Both of these teams, Strange Animals 123.5, Team DIG 129.4. Game of the Wild Card Weekend. Strange Animals had Dak Prescott with 28, Ramondre Stevenson with 3, Justin Jefferson with 31, Devontae Smith with 31, Tyler Conklin with 7, Zach Knight with 2, Jordan Brooks with 9, Dallas Cowboys defense with 4, and Harrison Butker with 7. Team DIG had Tom Brady with 11, Saquon Barkley with 27, CeeDee Lamb with 34, DeAndre Hopkins with 1.4, Travis Kelce with 17, Ezekiel Elliott with 13, and the man who won me the game with 9 tackles and 2 sacks, 11 points, Zaire Franklin, my defensive player, New England's defense also with 11 points, and my kicker with 3 points, Tyler Bass. So that was Game of the Wild Card Weekend, Strange Animals 123, falling to Team DIG. Team DIG advancing, Team Quater Tots advancing, King Henry the 5th TD advancing, and Cup Yours 2.0 advancing. So what we're going to do now, that was the fifth and final matchup. Oh, actually, my bad. I'm only talking about the winner's bracket. Should I only talk about the winner's bracket now? Nah, right, I got to show everybody love. Okay, matchup number 1, 2, 3, 4. We talked about 4 matchups. Okay, matchup number 5 was Penalty Boys 134.8. Team No Fines Please 167.38. Jared Goff for Penalty Boys with 25. Christian McCaffrey with 13.8. AJ Brown with 16. Amon-Ra St. Brown with 14. Taysom Hill with 11. Joe Mixon with 18. Fred Warner with 13. Tampa Bay's defense with 8. And Graham Gano with 14. Team No Fines Please had Josh Allen with 23, Devin Singletary with 20, Keenan Allen with 22, Michael Pittman with 9, TJ Hawkinson with 36, Gardner Minshew with 23, his defensive player with 9, Tennessee's defense with 5, and Matt Gay with 19. The final matchup, Team Bro Dog, 100 points, RIP Team Bro Dog, and Team Airing It Out, 128.6. Team Bro Dog had Geno Smith with 12, Nick Chubb with 11, Jamar Chase with 15, Amari Cooper with 13, Dalton Schultz with 7, Tony Pollard with 14, CJ Mosley with 12, Buffalo's defense with 11, and Dan Carlson with 5. Team airing it out had Justin Herbert with 5, Isaiah Pacheco with 10, Jalen Waddle with 25, T. Higgins with 27, Pat Freiermuth with 13, David Montgomery with 10, T.J. Edwards, defensive player, with 14, Pittsburgh's defense with 14, and Brandon McManus, his kicker, with 9 points. Okay, so now that wraps up the first round matchups for the playoffs. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the playoff bracket now. Coming back to the playoff bracket, we had in the first round, Team Quater Tots, the number one seed, as we knew, with the bye. Cup Yours 2.0 with the bye and the number two. Then we had Watts on Wax Off falling to the sixth seed. The number three seed, Watts on Wax Off, falling to the number six seed, King Henry V TD, 84.8 to 111.2. And then you had Team DIG, the four seed, holding off the number five seed, Strange Animals, 129.4 to 123.5. So what it looks like now in round two, what it is going to be next week when we hop on the podcast for episode 17. In round two, we have the number two seed, or actually, we have the number one seed, Team Quater Tots, 10-5, taking on the number four seed, Team DIG, 9-6. And then we have the number two seed, Cup Yours 2.0, 10-5, taking on the number six seed, King Henry V TD, 8-7. Okay. I'm going to be honest, King Henry V TD, Coastal Card Game Shop, didn't expect him to get in there. How you got in there? I don't know. JT, Watts on Wax Off, I don't know how that happened, bro. I don't know how you did that. Well, I do know because, again, ultimate choke job of the year goes to JT, Jose Torres, goes to Watts on Wax Off because now Cup Yours 2.0, the number two seed, I feel, has a easy route to the championship, for lack of a better statement. Team DIG versus Team Quater Tots. Number six, King Henry V TD versus the number two Cup Yours 2.0. And guys, after this next week's podcast, it'll be episode 17. Guys, episode 18 is already championship weekend. We're literally two weeks out. From being done with this thing, I'm pretty sure we're in championship weekend over here in some of the other leagues too. Like, okay, guys, I appreciate y'all for sticking around. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. As you guys know, we just wrapped up the league segment and we are going to move on to segment number two, which is the 3D FFL number one. And we will talk about it. And when we come back from this break, we will talk about it. So I'll see you guys on the other side.
Superstar producer Chach with the heat. You need beats. He's got the heat. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment is the one that you need, the one that you need, the one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Contact Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the Heat, on YouTube at Chach with the Heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment.
All right, guys, what's happening? Welcome back. This is segment two. And as you know, we started off on the wrong foot a little bit. So this is 3D FFL number one. We covered the league in segment one. Now we're going to cover 3D FFL number one. And in segment three, we're going to cover 3D FFL number two.
It was just how it felt today, guys. I'm sorry. The last 2 weeks, honestly, I've done that. The week before, though, I caught it, and I was able to restart. This week, I was already like 8 minutes in, and I was like, okay, we're already too deep in here. You guys actually heard me. You guys actually heard me at the beginning, live time, be like, you know what? We're just going to keep on moving. But yeah, this episode, this segment is another good one because this is also very competitive people, you know, trying to make the playoffs, trying to protect their spots in the playoffs. And, you know, let's try it. Let's check it out. Let's see what's up. This is week 16. This is round two of the playoffs for the 3DFFL number one. So what we're going to do first is we're going to go through the playoff bracket, the winner's bracket for week one of the playoffs. We're going to go through the consolation ladder for week one, and we're going to see who ended up moving on. We're going to recap who ended up moving on, and then we're going to talk about the round two matchups here in this next in the next little segment of this segment. So that being said, the winner's bracket, number one seed, Coastal Card Game Shop, with the bye week advancing automatically. Number five seed, El Padrino. Number four seed, Wreck-It Ralph. Wreck-It Ralph holding off El Padrino, 124-113. The number six seed, 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, with the upset against the number three seed, Coaching from the Couch, 152-142. And Hector Lopez falling to Star Gang, 114-105. Okay, so that means Coastal Card Game Shop advanced, Wreck-It Ralph advanced, 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast advanced, and Star Gang advanced. Let's go to the consolation ladder real quick, and let's talk about it one more time. Team 45 advances. Well, actually, I'm not going to do the consolation because I don't know how that works or what. The round two matchups for the winner's bracket are Wreck-It Ralph, number four, going up against Coastal Card Game Shop, number one. And the number six seed, 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, going up against the number two seed, Star Gang. So now let's go to the schedule. Let's go to the week 16 matchups and let's see how those two matchups played out. Hebronville's Wreck-It Ralph, Coastal Card Game Shop, and 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast and Star Gang. We're going to start with El Padrino and Coaching from the Couch with a very close matchup. El Padrino 107 to Coaching from the Couch 106. El Padrino had Tom Brady 11 points, Dalvin Cook 10 points, Nick Chubb 11 points, Stephon Diggs 4.6, T. Higgins 27, George Kittle with 30, J.K. Dobbins with 6, New York's defense with 2, and Dan Carlson with 5. Coaching from the Couch had Tua Tagovailoa 10 points, Austin Eckler with 24, Saquon Barkley with 27, Donovan Peoples-Jones with 1.2, Jerry Jeudy with 17, David Njoku with 3, Zay Jones with 2.1, San Francisco's defense with 6, and Graham Gano with 14. That is El Padrino taking the win 107-106 over Coaching from the Couch. We have Hector Lopez with a bye. I'm not sure what that means or why that happened, but Hector Lopez had Geno Smith with 12 points, James Conner with 25, Josh Jacobs with 6, Ja'Marr Chase with 14, DeAndre Hopkins 1.4, Juwan Johnson with 1, Kenneth Walker III with 12.5, Baltimore's defense with 7, and Nick Folk with 0. Kingsmaster Barber 44, 142, Team McDoubles 84. Kingsmaster Barber had Josh Allen 23 points, Najee Harris 15, Devin Singletary, 20 points. George Pickens, 16.7. Corey Davis, 3.4. Tyler Higbee with 30. Juju Smith-Schuster with 5.7. Pittsburgh's defense with 14. And Greg Joseph with 13. Team McDoubles had Kyler Murray with a 0. DeAndre Swift with 3. Miles Sanders with 6. Justin Jefferson with 31. AJ Brown with 16. Tyler Conklin with 7. Hollywood Brown with 8. Vegas Raiders defense with 4, and Harrison Butker with 7. Alex Zamora versus the Financial Smart Guy. Team 45 had 72 points. The Financial Smart Guy had 76. The Financial Smart Guy had Mac Jones with 17, Christian McCaffrey with 13, Damian Pierce with 0, Gabriel Davis with 11, Amon Ross St. Brown with 14.6, Dalton Schultz with 7. Ramondre Stevenson with 3. Miami's defense with 3. Cade York with 4. Team 45 had Pat Mahomes with 23. David Montgomery with 10. Raheem Mostert with 5. Tyler Lockett with 0. Mecole Hardman with 0. Gerald Everett with 0. Noah Fant with 9. Buffalo's defense with 11. And Robbie Gould with 13. The Falfurrias money team with a bye as well. In the consolation bracket, Jalen Hurts with 0, Joe Mixon with 17.8, Cam Akers with 34, Devontae Adams with 3, Mike Evans with 5.9, Zach Ertz with 0, Antonio Gibson with 5.1, Green Bay's defense with 9, and Matt Prater with 14. Okay guys, we went through every matchup except for the two winners bracket matchups. So now we're going to talk about the two winners bracket matchups. We're going to talk about Hebronville's Wreck-It Ralph and Coastal Card Game Shop. Hebronville's Wreck-It Ralph, the number 4 seed with the giant upset over the number 1 seed Coastal Card Game Shop. Hebronville's Wreck-It Ralph, 120 points. Coastal Card Game Shop, 115 points. Hebronville's Wreck-It Ralph had Jared Goff, 25 points. Ezekiel Elliott, 13. Travis Etienne with 14. Tyreek Hill with 14. Christian Kirk with 5, Dallas Goedert with 9, DK Metcalf with 15, Tennessee's defense with 5, and Brett Maher with 18. Coastal Card Game Shop had Justin Herbert with 5, Tony Pollard with 14, Zach Moss with 8, CeeDee Lamb with 34, Amari Cooper with 13, Travis Kelce with 17, Christian Watson with 10.9, Dallas's defense with 4, and Justin Tucker with 8. Could have gone either way. But Hebronville's Wreck-It Ralph, the number 4 seed, advancing to the championship with a big, big, big victory, big upset over the number 1 seed, Coastal Card Game Shop. The second matchup is the number 6 seed, 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, and the number 2 seed, Star Gang. Another big, big victory, big upset. The 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, the number 6 seed, taking down the number 2 seed, Star Gang, 179.9 to 97.9. This one, guys, hey, y'all remember the long journey back over here? We're advancing to the championship. We're advancing to the championship, bro. Never did I think that we would make that all the way back, but hey, I did think it. I'm not going to lie. I knew it. So when you know these things, you kind of just keep going, keep moving. Hey, but we did it. Now it is going to be, let me talk about the matchup and then we'll talk about the championship matchup. 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast with 179 had Dak Prescott 28, Derrick Henry 18, Jerick McKinnon with 12.8, Devontae Smith with 31, Keenan Allen with 21, TJ Hawkinson with 36, Alvin Kamara with 19, New England's defense with 11, and Tyler Bass with 2. Star Gang had Joe Burrow with 23, Aaron Jones with 5, Chuba Hubbard with 12, Chris Godwin with 14, Garrett Wilson with 5, Mark Andrews with 7, Terry McLaurin with 17, Kansas City's defense with 7, and Michael Badgley with 5. That was the number 6 seed, 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, 178. To Star Gang, the number 2 seed, 97.9. So that is, okay, now we're going back to the playoff bracket, guys. Okay, so round 1, it was Coastal Card Game Shop with a bye. El Padrino versus Wreck-It Ralph, 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast versus Coaching from the Couch, and Hector Lopez versus Star Gang. Coastal Card Game Shop advanced. El Padrino lost to Wreck-It Ralph. Wreck-It Ralph advances. 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast beats Coaching from the Couch. Podcast advances. And Hector Lopez drops it to Star Gang, moving on to the next round as well. And then in the second round, we had Wreck-It Ralph beating Coastal Card Game Shop and advancing to the championship. And we had the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast beating the number 2 seed, Star Gang, advancing to the championship as well. So now, in round 3 in the championship, in the final week of the 3D FFL number 1, we have the 3ND Signs and Sports podcast, the number 6 seed, going up against Wreck-It Ralph, the number 4 seed. So, a shout out to Ralph Signs, everybody, because he's been one of those teams that was kind of at the top of the league for a long time. And, you know, that division did have a lot of people that were tied for the number one spot throughout the year, or alternating throughout that number one spot. And it was between him, Coastal Card Game Shop, and, you know, a couple of the other guys they had in there coaching from the couch. But the 3ND Signs and Sports podcast, 8-6, taking on Wreck-It Ralph, 9-5 in the championship of the 3D FFL number one. Guys, next week we will talk about that. We will be finished with the league. We will be finished with the 3D FFL number one after next week. But yeah, either the 3ND Signs and Sports podcast is going to save themselves $200 or Wreck-It Ralph is going to go home with $200. So Ralph, I'm going to be coming because I want to save myself some money too. But thank you guys. Thank you for listening to the second segment of the 3ND Signs and Sports podcast Fantasy Football League series. We are going to go into a break, and after that break, we're going to talk about the 3D FFL number two. But guys, quick reminder that at the end of this episode, we will be playing a YouTube single by Tone G. It's called Light It Up Freestyle. It is produced by Chach with the Heat. So guys, stick around to the end of this episode and you'll be able to check that out and see what's up. So, okay guys, as I said, we're going to go into this break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the 3D FFL number two, and then we're going to hear Light It Up Freestyle by Tone G, produced by Chach with the Heat. I'll talk to y'all soon. Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music, videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rye Low of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Rye Low. Get at your boy Rye Low at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at Rylo361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rylo of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment. Okay guys, we're back. This is segment 3 of the podcast of episode, what is this, episode 16. Big shout out, because last episode we found out we hit 50 episodes of the podcast, so you know, just want to put that out there again. Thank you to everybody that listens. Guys, this is segment number 3. This is the final segment. We are going to talk about the 3D FFL number 2. We're going to talk about the playoff bracket. We're going to talk about week 16 matchups, first round matchups, and second round matchups. And then, you know, we're going to see who made it to the championship, and we're going to see how that ended up working out. You know what I'm saying? So, okay, the playoff bracket, we knew it was Team Quater Tots, the number 1 seed, 11-3, with the bye. We had the number 2 seed, Zeke and Destroy, going up against the number 7 seed, 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast. The number 3 seed, Los Salamanders, taking on the number 6 seed, The Immaculate Collection. And the number 4 seed, Cowboys for Life, taking on the number 5 seed, St. Louis Ball So Hard. So let's quickly recap what happened here. We had the number 1 seed, Team Quater Tots, moving on. We had Cowboys for Life, the number 4 seed, taking down the number 5 seed and moving on, 128-120. We had the Immaculate Collection upsetting the number 3 seed, 152-140. Zeke and Destroy beating the podcast, 134-123. So the round 2 matchups look like this. Cowboys for Life, the number 4 seed, taking on the number 1 seed, Team Quater Tots. And then we have the Immaculate Collection taking on Zeke and Destroy, Jamal Gray, in the second round as well. So out of those 4 matchups, guys, we're going to find out who advanced. We're going to talk about who is in the playoffs, and we're going to talk about who we think is going to win. You know what I mean? Okay, matchups for round 2 of the playoffs. As you guys know, I was knocked out of the playoffs. The 3ND Signs and Sports podcast, 135.54 last week. Tom Brady with 11, Saquon Barkley with 27, Rashad White with 15, Stephon Diggs with 4, CD Lamb with 34, Dalton Schultz with 7, Evan Ingram with 18, DeAndre Hopkins with 1, New England's defense with 11, and Dan Carlson with 5. And in this one, I left George Kittle on the bench again with 30 points, but it's not like it really mattered. I would have scored 165, though. That just goes to show you, I slept on this league, guys. I slept on this league big time. My bad. I'm sorry. Next year, I promise, the International National League is going to be the one that I'm most in there on. I don't know. Guys, this COVID thing is starting to start. I'm starting to feel it again. I'm starting to get a little headache. I'm starting to, you know, my nose isn't quite runny, but it is, like, you know, right here at the top. I do feel congested a little bit. I'm not saying that I want this episode to come to a finish, but you know what I mean? Your boy's got to rest. I gotta hydrate. I gotta take a shower. I gotta, you know, get back in bed, watch a movie maybe. My son's here as well, so I gotta see how he's doing. He was feeling sick as well, so, you know, we're just, we're trying to make it through, guys. We're trying to make it through this, the rest of the fall and get to the spring, right? Matchup number 2 that we got to talk about is Cowboys for Life versus Team Quater Tots. Actually, I'm going to hold off for those and the Immaculate Collection and Zeke and Destroy. Okay. St. Louis Ball So Hard, 125.5. Los Salamanders, 99. St. Louis Ball So Hard had Jared Goff with 25. Derrick Henry with 18. Joe Mixon with 17. Brandon Ayuk with 13. LA Rams wide receiver with 3. Cole Kmet with 7. Aaron Jones with 5, Justin Fields with 9, Tennessee's defense with 5, and Matt Gay with 19. Los Salamanders, 99 points, had Kirk Cousins with 24, Josh Jacobs with 6, Chuba Hubbard with 12, AJ Brown with 16, Chris Godwin with 14, Mark Andrews with 7, Adam Thielen with 1.6, Russell Wilson with 8, Denver's defense with negative 4, and Robbie Gold with 13. Next matchup we have is Team Smithy GM, 132, Team Stump, 118. Team Smithy GM had Trevor Lawrence with 18, Alvin Kamara with 19, Devin Singletary with 20, Jamar Chase with 14, Keenan Allen with 21, Zach Ertz with 0, DJ Moore with 20, Mike Williams with 11, Tampa Bay's defense with 8, and Nick Folk with 0. Team Stump had 118 with Mitch Trubisky 0, Christian McCaffrey 13.8, Cam Akers 34, Tyreek Hill with 14, Deontay Johnson 11, Travis Kelce 17, Hollywood Brown with 8, Darnell Mooney with 0, Green Bay's defense with 9, and Brandon McManus with 9. Team Gilreath versus the San Antonio Thunder Ducks. Team Bo had 127.9. San Antonio Thunder Ducks had 131.6. Team Gilreath had Josh Allen with 23. James Cook with 17.8. Cordarrelle Patterson with 4. Debo Samuel with 0. T. Higgins with 27. Pat Freiermuth with 13. DK Metcalf with 15. Joshua Palmer with 3.6. LA Rams defense 21. And Evan McPherson with 3. The San Antonio Thunder Ducks had 131 points with Tyler Huntley 13, Jeff Wilson Jr. with 11, Isaiah Pacheco with 10, Devontae Smith with 31, Corey Davis with 3.4, Dawson Knox with 12.8, James Conner with 25, Raheem Mostert with 5, Baltimore's defense with 7, and Greg Joseph with 13. Hey, I just want to say shout out to San Antonio Thunder Ducks, bro, because I see that you're still active. You know what I'm saying? I see that you're still active. You're starting players that, you know, only started like last week or something. Shout out to you. I'm seeing a lot of goose eggs. I'm seeing a lot of zeros in a lot of lineups from people who are no longer contending. I just want to shout out to the San Antonio Thunder Ducks for that. That's much appreciated, bro. I love to see a roster active till the very end. So shout out. Next, we had Fantasy God, 64 points. He had a bye week in the consolation ladder. Derek Carr with 6 points. Dalvin Cook with 10. DeAndre Swift with 3.5. Mike Evans with 6. Jamal Williams with 0. Greg Dulcich with 14, Travis Etienne with 14, Damian Pierce with 0, San Francisco's defense with 6, and Jason Myers with 4 points. Okay, now let's talk about the matchups that mattered this week. We have Cowboys for Life versus Team Quater Tots. Team Quater Tots able to pull the win out and also maintaining her credibility as the number one seed. Team Quater Tots 141.16 versus Cowboys for Life 136.08. Cowboys for Life had Joe Burrow 23, Ezekiel Elliott 13, Nick Chubb 11, Jerry Jeudy 17, Juju Smith-Schuster with 5.7, David Njoku with 3.4, Gabriel Davis with 11.5, Dak Prescott with 28, Dallas's defense with 4, and Brett Maher with 18. Team Quater Tots had Daniel Jones with 20.7, Deontay Foreman with 22. She didn't even have to start at running back 2, bro. What a legend. Devontae Adams, 3 points. Terry McLaurin, 17. TJ Hawkinson, 36. Zay Jones, 2.1. Gardner Minshew, 22.7. Philadelphia's defense, 8 points. And Justin Tucker, 8 points. Yeah, because her second running back was Austin Eckler, and he put up 23 points. So she would have put up like 165 as well. You see, it should have been me and Team Quater Tots at the end, probably. My team was the best. If I would have tried, I would have been 18-0. I'm just saying. I'm just kidding. The final matchup was Game of the Week. It was a epic instant classic. Immaculate Collection, 143.7. Zeke and Destroy, 143.36. This was to see who met Team Quater Tots in the championship. The Immaculate Collection, the number 6 seed, beating the number 2 seed to advance and meet the number 1 seed in the championship of the 3DFFL number 2. Shout out to the Immaculate Collection. Shout out to Quater Tots. Immaculate Collection had Geno Smith with 12.2, Tony Pollard with 14, Latavius Murray with 7, Justin Jefferson with 31, DJ Chark with 14.8, Darren Waller with 10, Leonard Fournette with 25, Tua Tagovailoa with 10, Pittsburgh's defense with 14, and Michael Badgley with 5. Zeke and Destroy with 143.36 had Pat Mahomes with 23, Najee Harris with 15, Ramondre Stevenson with 3, Jalen Waddle with 25, Amon-Ra St. Brown with 14.6, Dallas Goedert with 9.7, Zaire Knight with 2.3, Sam Darnold with 22, LA Chargers defense with 20, and Harrison Butker with 7. That was the Immaculate Collection, 143.7, Zeke and Destroy, 143.36. Let's go back to the playoff bracket, and let's talk about how it was Team Quater Tots with the bye, advancing automatically to the second round. St. Louis Ball So Hard losing to Cowboys for Life. Cowboys for Life advancing 128-120. Immaculate Collection, the number 6 seed, taking down the number 3 seed, Los Salamanders, 152-140. Immaculate Collection advancing to the second round. And then the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast, 123.98, falling to Zeke and Destroy, 134.24. So Zeke and Destroy advances to the second round. In the second round, we have Cowboys for Life, 136.08, falling to the number 1 seed, Team Quater Tots, 141.16. And then we have the number 6 seed, the Immaculate Collection, barely inching out the victory over the number 2 seed. The 7-7 Immaculate Collection taking down the number 2 seed, 10-4, Jamal Gray, who, hey, I thought Jamal was going to go all the way. I'm not going to lie. I thought Jamal Gray was going to take it all the way. But what a surprising upset. What a surprising twist of fate. In championship weekend, it is the number 6 seed, Immaculate Collection, 7-7, taking on the number 1 seed, Team Quater Tots, 11-3. That is going to be a matchup to watch. I can't wait to see it. But shout out to Immaculate Collection, man, because what a year. What a year. 7-7, you're in the championship. Blake, I think you're one of the ones that that asked how much the payout was in the league. It's $200. I don't know if you listen to the podcast. I don't think so. If you listen, then you probably know that information. But start listening, and you know, all the information gets talked about here on the podcast. Sometimes I'm not able to respond to all the messages. There's a lot of things that I got to do, a lot of things I'm involved in. We respond a lot more actively in the Discord server. So you guys consider that, consider jumping in there. Guys, this was week 16 of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League Series. Next week is championship weekend for the 3DFFL number 1 and the 3DFFL number 2. And then week 18, we have championship weekend for the league. So championship weekend for the league, we will probably do a whole episode of just the championship matchup for the league. We're going to discuss everything, guys, everything. We're going to close out the podcast episode with coverage of the league. You know what I mean? So as soon as week 18 is finished, we will disperse payments. As soon as people are win championships and stat corrections go through, we will disperse payments. Whoever wins, whoever does take the victory in each league, I will be personally in contact with about those payments. You guys can personally contact me at Design Individually Gifted on Facebook. But yeah, guys, we appreciate it. We appreciate y'all tuning in for another one. We are about finished with this entire series, the inaugural 3DFFL season. This is the first season of hopefully many, guys. God bless you guys. Thank you for tuning in. As we said, Light It Up Freestyle by Tone G, produced by Chach with the Heat, mixed and mastered by Rye Lowe. That's coming to you next. We will catch you on week 17, championship weekend for the 3DFFL leagues. We'll talk to you then.
Light it up, man, let's get high. Cause I remember we was hella broke in junior high. My mother working 9 to 5 and barely got by. Tony needed money, hit the block and stole pie. This is no lie, this is real life. Cause 9 to 5, don't buy them things, they look nice. So we gon' hit the block, and we gon' grab a peg, and we gon' run it up, and we gon' stack them racks. Them boys, they talkin' fake when they talk the tone.